Well, today we have in the Gospel from St. Luke chapter 19, Jesus says, lament over Jerusalem. We know in Scripture there are two recorded times where Jesus wept. He would weep at the tomb of his friend Lazarus. In fact, that's the shortest sentence in the entire Bible. Jesus wept. And he wept over the death of Lazarus, his dear friend, primarily because of the pain and suffering that Martha and Mary were going through. Jesus knew he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead, but he saw the sisters, Martha and Mary, weeping at the loss of their brother, and Jesus, so empathetic, wept along with them. And then, of course, he rose Lazarus from the dead and gave great joy to Martha and Mary and to Lazarus at this, one of his greatest miracles. And now we have the episode in St. Luke where the Lord weeps over the city of Jerusalem. If you've been to the city of Jerusalem, if you go to the Mount of Olivet, the Mount of Olives where Jesus was gazing, it's the most magnificent view of the city of Jerusalem. Of course, in those days, the Temple of Jerusalem was still standing, was magnificent, with the gold and the white marble. They say it was so bright, people could hardly gaze upon the gold and the white marble when the sun hit it. And that was the most beautiful view of the city of Jerusalem, was from the Mount of Olives. This particular gospel occurs right after, as the Lord was on his way into the city, and the crowd was rejoicing. And they were saying, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The Lord was on a donkey when this occurred. He was riding down from the Mount of Olives, approaching the city of Jerusalem. People had begun cutting off palm branches and laying them on the side of the road. They had taken their cloaks and placed them in the road so that the donkey could walk upon them. And as this magnificent joy is filling the people of Jerusalem as they're gazing at Christ, so Jesus, gazing upon the city of Jerusalem, is weeping. And the disciples asked him, why would he be weeping? He should be filled with great joy at how the crowd was reacting and shouting the words, blessed is the Son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So it says, the disciples asked him about this. And he said, if you had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. What is the Lord referring to? The Lord is referring to the fact that he is the King of Peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and he has come to bring peace to the people of Judea. He has come to bring peace to the people of Jerusalem, but sadly he was largely rejected, especially by the chief priests, the Pharisees, the scribes, the religious leaders. And because of that, the city of Jerusalem did not as a whole accept Christ as the Messiah. Yes, some did, the apostles did, and a few others, but largely the crowd that would shout, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord on Palm Sunday, would be the same ones that would shout, crucify him 5 days later on Good Friday. So the Lord sees all this. He is God. He sees that he is offering the city peace. And of course, the word Jerusalem means the city of peace. Shalom, Jerusalem. The word Salem and Shalom are the same word. It means peace. So Jerusalem is supposed to be the city of peace. And yet, sadly, for the last thousands of years, it's been a city of conflict and war and many very difficult things that have occurred in the city of Jerusalem, one war after another for the last thousands of years. So the Lord is weeping over the city of Jerusalem. And it's, of course, supposed to be the city of peace, and Jesus, the Prince of Peace, would have given the city peace if they had acknowledged him and accepted him as their Messiah. But as I mentioned, largely, most rejected him. And sadly, the Lord sees what will happen in the future. He predicts the days will come when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. What the Lord predicted would come true 40 years later. Roughly in the year 66, the Jews would revolt against Rome, and 3 years later, about the year 69 or 70, Titus would be sent in. He was the son of the emperor Vespasian, and he would be sent to crush the rebellion of the Jews in the city of Jerusalem. The historical accounts tell us that the Roman soldiers attacked Jerusalem and broke through the northern wall, but they still couldn't take the city, so they laid siege to it. And in the year 70 AD, were able to completely encircle it. And for months and even years, up to that time, they had starved the people within the city. And so they had weakened the city, and then they set it on fire and burned it. And finally, they were able to enter the city, and they massacred between 600,000 and 1.1 million people within the city of Jerusalem. So there's no wonder why the Lord is weeping over this, because he sees the terrible destruction that will come upon the city of Jerusalem. The temple of Jerusalem was destroyed, and there would be weeping and terrible pain and suffering that would come upon this most holy of cities, the city of Jerusalem, which of course should have been the city of peace. So the Lord laments over that. And yet, even after that, God continues to reach out to his beloved people, his chosen people, and offers them salvation as he offers the Gentiles as well. So God continues to offer salvation to both Jews and Gentiles, even after the destruction of the city of Jerusalem.